South Carolina Advocates for Agriculture recently named their Advocates of the Year for 2022. Here to tell us more about it, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I had the pleasure of being at this event last week, and a great event it was.
Yes, it was. It probably was the largest attendance that we'd had for that annual meeting. Had two great honorees, and that probably has much to do with the crowd as any, but I really enjoyed it personally because of those two gentlemen. Glad you were able to make it. I bet we had 150 people there, it seems like, so there at the farmer's market. But this is the, I think, the 14th year that we've done this, and our two folks that we honored as Advocates of the Year were certainly deserving. One was Governor McMaster, who, because of his support for agriculture over the last few years with some legislation that he's supported and signed, and the use of his executive powers to really help out some of the transportation issues, opening up the governor's mansion whenever we ask as part of a recruiting tool or a way to honor agriculture. So it was really my personal pleasure to award Governor McMaster as one of our Advocates of the Year.
And the other one also well-deserving.
Yes, he is. Dr. Ron Prestige has been a friend of mine for nearly 30 years as we've worked together on livestock regulation issues and promotion, and both of us now serve as board members on the Poultry Federation. But Ron has quite the resume with Prestige Farms. They are just an incredible operation in several states, South Carolina being one, and we're glad that Ron chose to make Camden his home. And not one to rest on his laurels. They are building a turkey processing plant in Kershaw County that'll have 300 folks working out there, and hope to have it operational by the end of this year. So again, our tradition is to recognize a person from the public sector, public service sector, and then private enterprise sector. So these two gentlemen really fit the bill and seem very genuinely happy to be awarded these honors.
Well, deserving they were. And for those who aren't familiar with Advocates for Agriculture, this is a group that has been doing a lot of good for agriculture in South Carolina for many years now.
Yes, it has. We began, it's a foundation. Sort of affiliated with the Department of Agriculture, and I serve as an advisor, and I prod them a little bit to do a project here or there, but got a great board which is very representative of our industry and have taken on some great projects with aid to the farmers when we had the flood 5 or 6 years ago. Then some farm to food banks program during COVID, when that was such an issue. Also, strong support for education, whether it's in the schools or with FFA, 4-H Manners, which is a program geared toward the minority programs at the 1890 extensions. So just a good, broad portfolio of activities that they've been involved with. So I'm very proud of what Advocates are exist to do, and again, last week was just a fun evening with a very worthwhile cause.
Indeed it was, and our congratulations go out to Governor Henry McMaster and Dr. Ron Prestige as recipients of the Advocates of the Year Award from the Advocates for Agriculture. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.